Hey, hey, Finn here again. Another blustery cold day here in the Wasatch. It's somewhere in the 20s. I'll be lucky if it's in the 30s down in Salt Lake when I drive down there later today. Roughly like 10 days out from the Georgia Death Race, so I figured I'd check in with y'all to give you an update and talk about sort of what's motivating me heading into the race, where I'm at physically, mentally, and what I'm going to be doing in the next couple days as part of the final preparation. First off, COVID has had a really big effect on things. There will not be the traditional course that runs from Vogel State Park to Amicalola Falls State Park. I want to say that the Forest Service nixed that, so instead it's going to be an out-and-back course starting from Reese Farm, which is nearby Vogel. And then it's going to go to about mile 30 on the old course and back. So it'll be an out-and-back course, much closer to a traditional 100K, about 62 miles, but with much more vert. This out-and-back is going to be on the most technical, most up-and-down section of the course. So we're looking at about 21,000 feet of climbing and about 42,000 feet of total elevation change as well. When I heard this news, it was about 2 weeks ago, I'll be honest, definitely got me a little depressed. The big thing that inspired me to go back was to finish a race on the original course, the point-to-point course. I DNF'd there in 2018. I was actually telling people that I was going to just not show up and I was going to do something else here in the Salt Lake area. I was looking at like the Millwood 100. I was thinking about Bosho. But I couldn't really get things together, and the weather was also a factor. So I just said, you know, fuck it. I'm going to go to GDR, take it for what it is. I've been doing the training. I've been preparing all year round. I can find other inspirations. And I'll tell you, honestly, the biggest inspiration for me was the chance to grow the Barnstormers brand and to do something bigger than myself, sort of to get out of that selfish mindset and to think about the team. One of my favorite people in tech, I'm a marketer, as you all know, and I work in tech. One of my favorite people in tech is a guy named Jason Calcanis. He's now an investor, but he's a famous PR guy. He basically wrote the playbook on how to do PR in the Valley. And he has two points that really resonate with me here. The first is you got to be the brand. You know, if you don't love your brand, why should anyone else? And with that in mind, it's your job to spread the gospel. It's your job to transfer enthusiasm to everyone you meet. You have to commit to being everywhere. You got to be banging that drum. So GDR is a chance for me to be the brand. It's a chance for Eli to be the brand. We'll be there with the logo on our packs, wearing the shirt, hopefully chatting people up as safely as we can. And, you know, I think it's been hard in the COVID era, but before all this hit, we really did expect events to be a huge channel for us. It's really hard to grow, I guess we'll call this a consumer startup. It's really hard to grow a consumer startup in many other ways besides word of mouth. And this is a chance for us. So we're going to be wearing the jerseys. We're going to be wearing the patches. And I should have been thinking about this all along. Like, I love the Barnstormers. We want to grow this thing, and we need to kind of suck it up and not worry about what's changed and focus on other opportunities like this one. In terms of what I'm doing in these last 9 to 10 days, it's honestly a time that I don't get that excited about. I actually get very nervous. I'm always wondering, you know, how much to stay on the gas pedal versus taking off, eating too much versus too little. But one of my calming influences and strategies is really to put some of the work in other people's hands. So one of the first things I did yesterday, I got the process started yesterday, was I went to my chiro, went to my massage therapist, and I went to my PT. They got my legs right. So at the very least, I'll have the peace of mind that all that battering I did during training has been relieved to some extent and they'll be fresh. And then I have to remember the training. I got to remember, I know this is cliche, but I got to remember that what I did, you know, 2-3 weeks ago, and then, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks ago is enough, and that it's going to be there on race day, and I can call it up when I'm in my hardest moments. And then I also take pride in the training ground. You know, nothing on that GDR course is going to be tougher than the Wasatch. I live here in Big Cottonwood Canyon. every day I step out of my cabin, I'm already at 6,000 feet, and then I just keep going up on steep technical stuff until I top out at a minimum of 8,000 or 9,000 feet. So what does this week look like? I want to say about 60 to 65 miles, 12 to 14K of vert, maybe 10 to 11 hours time on feet. I'll do one workout. It'll be an uphill workout later today. I did my full rest day yesterday. And then I'll just keep doing steep stuff the rest of the week. I'm not going to take my foot off of that gas pedal. And then the weekend will be like a 120-minute run or a 90-minute run, and we'll call it good. Race week is just a 5-mile shakeout on Monday. Tuesday, I'll probably do another steep one. Wednesday, it'll be 10 minutes of speed uphill. Thursday, I'll be off. I'll be traveling. And then Friday will be a shakeout. And then Saturday, November 7th, we dance. That's if the world hasn't burned after Election Day. So yeah, that's how I'm getting ready for GDR. Really excited to have my fellow barnstormer and co-founder Eli White on the start line. I think the race is ours to lose. I think we both expect to go 1-2. I don't know how it's going to play out, but we're going to be very competitive. We'll definitely be racing up towards the front. And if you're listening to this and wondering how to follow along, I want to say the Run Bum Tours Facebook page has a link for tracking, and maybe the website does too. But yeah, we're excited to rep the Wasatch, excited to rep the Barnstormers. And you know, the COVID era is tough, but we are going to use this opportunity to the fullest extent. We're going to be the brand. And this is a good event for us. So at this point, I'm running out of things to say. Hopefully this was helpful to you in some regard. Yeah, Finn signing off.